first, hello. Just gonna set a timer. Right, okay. I've got some slides. Oh, there we go. Just thought I'd introduce myself. I'm Sarah Mansfield, married to Pete Mansfield, because we've not been here very long. We've been coming to this church since about September last year. And you probably recognize us from our screaming children. Jacob is now 4 and Ash is 2. That was the last family picture we had taken about a year and a half ago, so you can tell by the children. It was a while ago, and we're due another baby in 3 weeks. So it's an exciting time. So we moved from Dundee, where we both studied, Pete studied art, and I studied medicine. So I just really want to share a bit about what I do and how I've sort of felt God leading me into that role. So what brought us to Glasgow in August was I got a job to specialize in obstetrics and gynecology, which, for those of you who aren't familiar with the medical terminology, it's basically women's health through every reproductive stage of their life. So a bit of a medical theme to the slides. Yeah, do you want to put the next one? Is when I was thinking, why should I share something, or what should I share? And I was just thinking of that passage from Corinthians about the body of Christ being made up of so many different parts, and I quite like all the anatomy analogies in the Bible. Bit of a geek like that. And I just was thinking, thank God we're all so different. We're all passionate about different things. You know, I'm married to somebody that is passionate about color and thinks about color all the time, and he's really squeamish and would hate what I do day to day. So this is a picture of my son having an anatomy lesson at the science center. So this is just a bit about what my story is. So I studied 5 years at Dundee. Don't have time to say much about that, but I'd just like to go into the next slide. About a significant time in between fourth and fifth year of medical school, you get the opportunity to go abroad for 6 weeks. And some of you may know, actually, Addison, she's an obstetrician who's a missionary, and I spent 6 weeks with her in 2010 basically assisting her with her job. And it was an amazing, amazing time, and it was really a time that I really discovered what I was passionate about. Just bottom left is one of the wee babies, a twin that I helped deliver by cesarean section. So it was really, I really loved that hands-on practical side of that specialty. And it was really, really fascinating in that culture where, if you look at that picture, it's not that clear, but there's like outside in that area, there's no women. All the women are sort of hidden away. So it's really fascinating to do that job in that specialty where things are quite hidden and women don't have a lot of rights. So that was quite a significant experience for me, but it was quite eye-opening. It actually serves God in that area and works all hours, saves lives every single day, and is really making a big impact to the health of women in that area and making childbirth safe. So if you go on to the next slide. It's been quite a probably unique journey for me. After graduating, I got married just before I graduated, and then we had our first son in November 2011. It's quite a busy year for us. I got married in the January, graduated the summer, had a baby in November. So I had some time out before actually starting work, and it was a bit of an anticlimax. You know, you're working towards something that you feel, you know, God's called you into that area, and then suddenly, you know, things are a bit of a halt. So when I came back to work, I still had a lot of intense work to do and training. It was quite a challenge for me to leave my 9-month-old son at home with his dad, who'd only, you know, probably had him for about 2 hours maximum. But, you know, men are capable at doing a lot of things, I've learned, like changing nappies. And my mom was very involved in supporting me. And this passage from Samuel really spoke to me at that time about just entrusting your children to God. And just how Hannah really, she really desired a son, and she really cried out to God for a son. And then when God gave her a son, she, you know, when he was about three, she gave him up to live at the temple. And it says that he grew up under God's presence. And I just thought, wow, like she really, you know, she really recognized who gave her her son and who God was and the value of her son growing up in God's presence and that being the most important thing. And God then blessed her with other children. So that, I thought, you know, that's quite extreme. I'm not really leaving my son to, like, you know, grow up in a temple. But that's really been my journey of working a lot of long hours, a lot of night shifts. We had to move to Edinburgh for a bit. And it's been challenging with the childcare, but God's just provided everything that we've needed for our family. So, yeah, next. So now, yeah, so in, when I was thinking about what I should specialize in, I was always just, I've always felt I've just been surviving working as a junior doctor, just been surviving. I often say to my husband, it's like learning to swim in a pool of sharks at times. So I've never really, my CV is pretty blank. I don't really do anything extra because I've got the kids at home. So I had my second son kind of midway between my first two years of medical training. And that sort of gave me time to think about what did I really want to do. And I remembered Dan and I remember my twith and I thought, do you know, that's really what I am passionate about. And I'll just apply and I'll just see if I get in. I probably won't get in, but I'll just see. And then I got a job in a training program job, which actually means it's a seven-year training program to be, you know, an obstetrician or a gynecologist, and it's run through training. So once you get a position, that's, you know, that's you, you're being trained. So it was a really amazing opportunity, and I didn't think I would get in, but I did, so praise God. And it was in Glasgow, and that's why we came here to Whiteinch, which again has just been a total blessing for us to be part of this church. That's some of the team, my colleagues up there, and that's the sort of journey that I've got ahead of me. What I like about it is you just, you know, especially in Glasgow, there's so many different women come through that hospital. They're the big Death Star there. so many women. There's like the wealthy in Glasgow, the poor of Glasgow, refugees. Many women don't speak any English. And they're all in this sort of vulnerable time in their life where they're trying to get through childbirth and things aren't going maybe according to plan. You know, so it's very satisfying when there's a good outcome. And I just love seeing big Glaswegian men reduced to tears looking at their child. I just love meeting all the different couples. And I really love doing things with my hands. I really, you know, I used to love, like, I used to be into puppet making and things like that, and I thought, I really do like all the surgical side. And then Pete, my husband, who's an artist, he reminded me of this verse about Bezalel being filled with the Spirit of God and gave him wisdom and ability and expertise in all kinds of crafts. And I really believe that, like, the Holy Spirit can help you be good at something, you know, practical. And I heard once about this brain surgeon works in Liverpool who just prays in tongues out loud while he's doing brain surgery, and nobody really says anything because he's so good at his job. And so I found that inspiring. I've not quite had the confidence to do that in surgery out loud, but I do pray a lot at my job. I kind of find the need to, because you do come to your end of your limit humanly daily. So I've just found that quite inspiring. So just ask for your prayers for this long journey. It's probably going to take me about 12 years to train because I'm slightly less than full time, and I'm having some time out just now with maternity leave. But just ask for your prayers, and that's just a bit about me. And I'll just end on a slide about this is my first son when he's a few hours old. And that's, you know, one of the real perks of the job. And there's a big sort of dark side of the specialty as well, and a lot of sadness and difficult ethical situations as well that just require a lot of guidance from God. So just appreciate your prayers with that. And I'm just going to finish there because I've probably run out of time. But thank you for having the opportunity.